Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome to the pilot of The Queer Files. I am your host, Avery Morgenroth. In this episode, my guest is Marcus Morgenroth, my 13-year-old son. First up, Marcus sits down with me to discuss the evolution of my identity as a queer person. Stay tuned after that for a discussion with Marcus about the impacts, if any, of my changing identity on him and his social circle.
When did you first realize that you were queer?
I actually went through that twice because
okay.
Because the very first time I realized that I wasn't quite as straight as what I had been raised to be, I was actually, I think, 12 or 13, and I had a friend who was a girl, and we kissed a lot, and I didn't realize at the time that there was any sort of negative, there could be any sort of perceived negative association with that. Maybe I was young and naive, I guess, but the moment that stands out for me in terms of that is when I asked this girl if she would be my girlfriend, and she immediately got scared and worried about how others would perceive us. And that kind of, it made me not doubt myself, but it made me
second think.
No, not even second guess, because it's like, okay, well, clearly I like girls, but is there a problem with that? So there was, like, you know, that confusion and that some sense of shame related to that. So but I mean, you live and you grow. I didn't grow up in the most open town, open area, I guess you could say. I mean, it's quite conservative where we live.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really exposed to gay people or queer people, or and you know, back in the 1990s, early 2000s. It wasn't really something that was in mainstream media. So I wouldn't say, like, it wasn't something that I necessarily hid. It's just that kind of was the moment for me where I realized, okay, so I like boys and girls, and it's more acceptable for me to like boys. So that's kind of where I tended to roam, so to speak. And then the second time I went through an identity crisis.
Okay.
I was 24 years old. I had just started a college program in Toronto, and you know, growing up, I was more of a tomboy. So, you know, played sports, liked getting dirty. Wasn't really into makeup. Hated brushing my hair. Gosh, my mom would scream at me with a brush caught in my hair because I let it get so naughty, because I didn't want to brush it or anything like that. I never really felt like one of the girls. And when I started this program, I started learning more about gender and sexuality, and how gender is less of a binary and more of a spectrum. So there was the option for me that, you know, I wasn't a girl and I didn't have to be a boy either. Like, I could land somewhere in the middle, and that would still be valid. And I can still remember sitting in class, in one of our classes, and one of our peers actually was the first person. They had said that they came out to the class as agender, which is another term for non-binary or without gender. So that was the very first time I heard that term, and listening to them describe what it was and why they connected to it, it made me realize that
you weren't alone,
that I wasn't alone. And I went home that night and I researched it, and I realized that the way I had felt about myself for the past 24 years, and the body that, you know, I didn't really feel comfortable in, but, you know, I deal with it. That's it wasn't scary. All in my head. It was putting, I finally had a name for how I felt, and I didn't have to be a boy or a girl. I could just be me. And
not have to worry about it.
And not have to worry about it. So, you know, from 12 to 24, it's quite a long time passing to be able to get the education that I didn't even know I needed to be able to put myself in a place where I finally felt at home in my own skin and had an identity that actually felt like home.
So over the past, what was it, 24 years?
Well, it's been...
You said 12 to 24.
12 to 24, so 12 years. And then now it's been 6 years since I realized I was non-binary.
Okay, so 18 years. Over those 18 years, how has your identity changed or altered in any kind of way?
Well, I mean, going from what I thought was a straight cisgendered woman to, you know, a queer non-binary person, it was a journey. And you know, and it wasn't easy because, you know, it took me 24 years to find myself, and I'm not gonna let anyone take that away from me.
When you first experienced those feelings and felt like you were not really the odd one out, but didn't really know if you were alone while experiencing these emotions that you felt early on, did you feel like it was just a phase? And do
Never.
You think people that are listening right now, how do you think they could figure out if it is just a phase? Or
for me personally, it felt right for me. Like, I never, like, yes, I had the, you know, I had the confusion, like, okay, so why doesn't this girl want to be my girlfriend? What is the shame factor there? But in my heart, it always felt right. So I knew it wasn't a phase. It was who I was. And even if I wasn't okay with it or other people weren't okay with it, that was still part of who I was. And at the time, I didn't, even now, like, I still don't need other people to validate that for me. I can validate it for myself. And so can you. So can anyone else. If you want to be out, great, be out. If you're questioning or you're confused,
Or you're uncomfortable,
you're just learning and you're like, oh, hey, that's something that I connect with. That's great. That's what being a human is all about. It's about experimenting and finding yourself and pushing yourself to the past your boundaries and learning new things. It's part of life. And
you were thinking about telling me and my brother that you were queer and that you liked girls. How did that come about? And did you feel like you were gonna get any backlash or anything towards yourself from telling us?
No, I think I attempted to raise you guys in a way where me liking girls, boys, and pretty people, it wasn't like something that would shock you. I wanted to make it normal and, you know, something that, you know, if this happens, it's just the way it's going to be. It's not this shocking, terrible thing. So, you know, I'd make jokes about the gender of my partner and who I was going to end up with. So I never really had that fear because coming from my kids, because I raised them to be better than that.
Do you think parents at home should feel any kind of negative way about quote unquote coming out to their children or partners at home if they would be feeling anything like this?
If you feel that you identify as a certain gender or you're attracted to certain people, if you feel that in your heart of hearts and you are in a safe place and you're comfortable and you trust the people that you want to tell, you should absolutely do that. Not only is it freeing for you, but it could also, it also has the potential of making the people around you understand you more, or understand you in a different way. But at the same time, if you realize you identify as a certain way, and you're not in a safe place, then you can keep it to yourself, right? It's all in what you personally feel
is right
and what's best for yourself.
Do you think there is a certain time to express those feelings or come out?
There's no time frame. There's no moment. It's when you want to come out and you feel that you're in a position that you can. There's no way for you to plan it. It just happens. It's the only time it doesn't happen is when you know it's not the right time. It's so hard to explain, but for me, like talking to my kids about queerness and the LGBTQ community and gender identity and all that stuff, it came to me so naturally because I went and educated myself and learned as much as I could, because it was important to me that if there was a chance that either of my children grew up feeling similar to the way that I felt growing up, that they would have that knowledge and understanding to be sure of who they were, and not have, you know, 24 years of confusion that I didn't even realize was confusion until I was exposed to it.
What would you say you love the most about being a part of the LGBTQ community and being queer?
The sense of belonging and the pride. And I say pride as in the feeling, not the capitalism month of the year where everything turns rainbow. It's so much, there's so much love and support in the queer and LGBTQ community that you're literally never alone. So you were almost 9, or maybe almost 10, when I first realized that I was non-binary and was able to actually put a name to my identity. Do you remember what your initial feelings were?
It's kind of blurry because it was quite a while ago, but felt more like, not really like I was the odd one out, but more of it was different because I didn't really know that that was a thing, per se. It was confusing at the start. I was also little though. I couldn't really grasp it fully until I was about 12. And I started realizing that, like, it's not just, it didn't take any effect
in your daily life. Yeah.
Nothing really changed.
And how have your feelings changed about it in the past few years?
I wouldn't say they really changed, but I feel like it's more of a thing to know.
You grasp it.
Understand? Yeah, I grasp it, and I know like how it works. I know what and how it changes your life, and could potentially change ours. But I feel like it's just kind of more settled now. I understand more of it. It's not really like a thing that
it's been long enough now that it's just like
it's just there.
It's just who I am, and it's
normal.
It's normal, exactly. Okay. So you were what, 9 or 10? So you're 13 now, and you know, you have different social groups, and
yeah,
not to like boost your ego or anything, but you are one of the popular kids. Have you ever felt like my identity, either being non-binary or queer or being as out and proud as I am, has had a negative impact in terms of your social circle or with your peers or anything like that?
Do I feel as if it has impacted it in a negative way? No, I feel like there was some confusion to certain times that people might have asked about it. I really just was just upfront about it. Didn't lie, because it just would have made everything kind of not worse, because it wasn't really bad to begin with, but it would have started more of a bigger thing out of something that to me was small. Mm-hmm. So I acted like it was a small thing, because it was. So I didn't really make it seem like a big thing. So they kind of took it as a small thing.
What would you say to grown-ups with older kids that may be questioning a part of their, either their gender identity or their sexuality? Maybe those people who are afraid of what that piece of their identity may do to their kids or how it'll impact them. What would you tell them?
If they're listening, I would tell them to be upfront. Make it seem like you're not trying to hide things. And like, as long as you're comfortable with it, sit them down, talk about it, take them away from like whatever they're doing in that moment, and then just have a face-to-face conversation that will make it so you can elaborate a lot of things, from what you may identify as to how that could change the lives of whoever.
Sounds to me like you're saying that
If it does.
If you're an older person, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's assumed that if you've been a certain sexuality or gender or however you've identified for so long of a period of time, it's kind of the expectation that you will continue to do that. And after a certain period of time, once you're educated about certain things, you can say, you know, this is something I identify with, and it explains this and explains that, and it kind of makes it seem, it makes parts of your past seem a little less confusing. It's okay if it takes 20, 30, 40, 50 years for you to figure out who you are. There's no rush. Contrary to what people say, there's no clock ticking. It's who you are at your own pace, because you can't know who you are if you don't know the information that you need to know.
Yeah, and I feel like if you think you might be a certain gender or whatever, right, you can take your time. There is no rush to elaborate on that. It's more of a thing you can just...
You can grow into it.
Yes.
It's okay to not know, and it's okay to know.
Thanks so much for checking out this episode of The Queer Files with your host, Avery Morgenroth. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. That way, you'll never miss an episode. And share with a friend. Thanks for that effort in advance. For more info about the show, be sure to visit our website, thequeerfiles.com. We hope you'll continue to join us on this journey, and we'll catch you in the next episode of The Queer Files.